He's our voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Boy, oh boy, Dr. Brown, it just feels like every day I've got a new COVID symptom I got to tell people about, or I should say a new COVID case I've got to tell people about. This morning, we now have our fourth person in the Lamont administration, a fourth Connecticut statewide constitutional office holder tested positive for COVID. That is Attorney General William Tong. This comes after Governor Lamont tested positive last week. Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz tested positive on Monday. Treasurer Sean Wooden tested positive on Tuesday. Not to mention that we're seeing it happening in Washington, D.C. as well. There was over 20 people in Washington, D.C., lawmakers, I should say, who all tested positive within the last week. What in the world is going on? Of course, there's panic over this. What's going on? Good morning.
So this is a new strain that's just going at politicians.
So. Right. Is that what they're calling it? They're calling it the COVID politician strain. Apparently.
The stealth politician strain.
Right? It is a little bizarre, though. It does feel like this is just an attack on politicians. I'm not sure what's going on, though. But
I'm not exactly sure. And maybe it's, it is starting to go into... it is starting to go into campaigning season. Maybe it's more exposures. Let's see if I can kind of pull it back and see where we are, because we always have to look at big picture. Because the problem is that sometimes the news just sort of focuses on sort of these big people that actually have it.
So you're right. You're correct.
If someone famous gets it, right, then we're gonna talk about it. If the governor gets it, then we're gonna talk about it. But if the governor gets it, then the lieutenant governor may get it also, because, it's the lieutenant governor.
Right. They work right next to each other. Sure.
They work right next to each other, and there may have been a common exposure. And, again, there's a lot of, politicking going around. So let's look.
I love it. There's just so much politicking
numbers.
Yep.
So we look at the big numbers, and I just, during the break, I just wanted to make sure I was checking my numbers. We are not seeing a big uptick throughout the country. There's some minor increases in the people who are coming into the hospital, but it's nothing. Maybe 9 people in the last day. We're still about 100, less than 130. So that's actually really good. So the signs are that we're not seeing a lot of, if people are getting it, they're not getting really sick. And then if you look at the country, these are small blips.
There's no
big spikes. There's no big changes. We're still floating anywhere from 30 to 40,000 new cases, which is consistent with, which is actually lower than we've seen in since the beginning.
That's nice.
So we're still seeing, after our initial spike, maybe in December through February, it's been very low. Not as low as last summer, but pretty low.
Wow.
So I think people need to be comfortable. It's not gone. And we keep saying this, it's not gone. You still need to be cautious. You need to make sure that you're vaccinated, make sure that you're boosted, and then you need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
We've always, you and I have talked about this, Melissa, is that, if there's a lot of other viruses that are going around now. I would say I'm going to admit that I've actually been a victim to one myself.
Dr. Brown.
So non-COVID, non-flu. But listen, this
just
is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just need to make sure that we're careful about it. If you get a cold, you really should get tested. And remember, remember that the home tests are not 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have symptoms, you've lost smell and taste, and the home test is negative, I wouldn't believe it. And you're sick, so you should probably stay away from people and out of work, at least until you're confirmed or feeling better.
Okay. It was interesting, Dr. Brown, the other day somebody said that they, who never gets headaches, for example, was having severe headaches and immediately went to, could this be COVID? Maybe I should get tested. It just made me think of this. Have the symptoms changed at all with the new variants, or are the symptoms basically the same? Like, I've never really heard of a headache being part of COVID. Like, I thought you probably have a head cold. I mean, I didn't want to write it off and be like it doesn't matter, but I thought you probably have a head cold. I've never heard of that being a symptom.
Very interesting. Oh, no, actually, that has been. It's not necessarily the starting feature, but in some of the early cases of COVID-19, a headache was predominant. People felt very unwell and
really?
Had a severe headache.
Yes, why don't I remember
yes, so
that at
absolutely.
All? Yeah, oh, so, maybe I've
so
blocked
we've seen
that out.
Variations of it. What we're seeing is that there's always some small variations. Each person can have a different sort of feature related to it, and that's sort of the tricky part of it. So you can have different features. I've seen anything from I think I have allergies to a sore throat, and then they end up having it. You know, if you have the classic features, you know, again, if you have loss of taste and smell, there's very few things that do that. So that's very suggestive that you have it. So I would actually say you need to be cautious about it. You know, in the thing that has changed is that the severity, at least what I'm seeing, and again, this is not, I can't speak necessarily fully nationally on this, but what I'm seeing is that the symptoms are people who do get it. It really is mild. It's been more mild than the flu. If you've been vaccinated, make sure I clarify that every time. If you've been vaccinated, it's minor. If you've been boosted, it could be even less severe.
Okay. So. Well, and we're seeing that even in the Capitol, like I said, you know, all four people who have tested positive within the last week all said they have mild symptoms or felt like they were asymptomatic. And they've all been vaccinated and boosted at least once. And the governor got boosted twice and then he immediately got COVID, which is just bizarre. But yes, that's what they were. They reiterated the same thing. If you're vaccinated and boosted, it just didn't. It's just kind of an annoyance. They've got to isolate. They got to work from home. But who cares? In the grand scheme of things, they're not in a hospital bed. So, okay, we're talking.
Yeah, there's definitely a stepwise approach to severity. Mm-hmm. So if you've been vaccinated and boosted, severity is very low. If you've been vaccinated, the severity is low, but not as low as if you've been boosted. And if you've not been vaccinated, then you still have that risk of death.
Okay. So, Dr. Brown is here taking your COVID questions. This is a popular one I've been getting, Dr. Brown. You have Governor Lamont, who tested positive for COVID last week. He's double boosted. You've got Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz. She has the booster. She also tested positive for COVID. Does it matter getting the second booster? And if so, how soon should people get it?
So the answer is, I mean, it does matter. And it really matters sort of where you are and what you do. And you're talking about the second booster, correct? So the fourth shot?
Correct. So your fourth time going to get a shot. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I think if you're, well, first of all, if you're in politics, then you should probably get it.
Well, you know what? Really quick, though, Dr. Brown, I'm glad that you keep bringing that up because, you know, as we're joking, you know, I love that term you use. They're politicking or whatever you said. It was so funny. But it's true. You know, first of all, you're not even just talking to the people in your chamber or just with the same people you work with. You are out meeting people. Okay, you're out in communities, you're out shaking hands with people again. Remember, we went through 2 years of not even shaking hands. People are shaking hands again, let me tell you. They're hugging, they're shaking hands, they're kissing cheeks. It's and you're doing it with populations of people that you have no idea whether they are or not vaccinated, whether they do or do not have COVID and they just don't know
Correct.
It. You're out and about more. So that's why we keep kind of poking fun at politics. But it's true. You know, you are out campaigning especially and talking to people and we're not doing the Zoom meetings as much anymore. So that's why we keep saying it. But sorry, continue. So, yes.
That's exactly right. And then again, I think that's sort of where we are is that if you're in a field where you are spending a lot of time into those areas, you know, and you're over 50 and it's been 6 months, then absolutely. I think getting the thing. I do want people to be aware, though, that, you know, this is probably a little bit of a lull in COVID-19 and the likelihood that we're going to see a true uptick will be in the fall. So I'm predicting that a booster is going to be strongly encouraged in the fall. So I don't want people to be so concerned about getting this booster and then realizing they're probably going to have to get another one. That's my little, and then this is my personal concern. There's no CDC. The CDC recommendations are pretty clear. If you're over 50, you know, and there's a time period in which your last one, they are recommending it. But I think I want people to think sort of longitudinally, what else is potentially coming. And the summer is historically a lull for it, unless you are in close contact with people, unless you're, you know, at a higher risk occupation. You know, or older, et cetera, or immunocompromised.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking this morning to Dr. Brown. The CDC also decided to extend the federal transportation mask mandate. It now is going to at least May 3rd. I know people are frustrated with it. I get it. I know it's annoying. Like I have told people, I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. I will never get on a plane without a mask again, period. I don't know how I did it before, because every time I went anywhere on vacation, I got sick. So this makes sense to me. I get it. Again, very much like politics, you're in close quarters with people. You don't know how healthy they are. This makes sense to me. Here's the one I'm curious about. Colleges and universities across the country are starting to bring back their indoor mask mandates on campus. We've got Washington, D.C., Baltimore. They're the latest ones. So American, Georgetown, Johns Hopkins, just some to name. And, of course, people are now thinking, well, when are our kids going to have to get their mask mandates back in place? Because they fought so hard to have their kids out of masks. And I think they're more concerned, obviously, with the elementary, middle, and high schoolers, not so much the colleges. But what, in your professional opinion, do you see mask mandates, especially now that you're saying we'll probably see potentially an uptick in the fall? Do you see us starting the next school year in masks?
Yeah, I don't. Unfortunately, mandates is such a bad word now.
Yeah,
you know, whenever you hear mandate, everybody's like, oh, geez.
I'm
forced
to do something. Sure.
I think you have to look at, the scientist in me says, you know, let's look at the data. Let's see where we are. Let's see if we're going to have an uptick. Then, you know, maybe it's a good idea to have masks for a period of time. The problem that we've had in the past is that, you know, we kind of, and this is, I know this is sort of public health 101. We kind of have everybody have to do it because it doesn't work if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can use more logic on it, it makes more sense, you know, because then if you start to mandate it, then more and more people are just going to not wear it just because, you know, they're being told they have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to have some flexibility with that. So do I see sort of a statewide mask mandate? I really don't. I mean, besides travel, you do know that hospitals and healthcare, we still are under a mask mandate.
Yes. Yep.
So we're just like you. I'm used to wearing a mask all the time.
Right.
And then when traveling, I agree. Absolutely. I probably will never travel without a mask.
I won't either. You can take that mask mandate away as fast as you want, but I'm never, ever getting on a plane or honestly even like a train. I'm not doing it. No way. It's just not worth getting sick. More than anything, it's not even just COVID. It's just realizing that the world is dirty. It's just gross. In some areas, it's just gross, and it's not cleaned as thoroughly as we'd like it to be. And I don't want to get sick. That's all. That's just a personal preference.
Absolutely.
Again, you know,
I'm at the luxury to you know not be a policymaker, you know, in that aspect. And I say, you know, use your common sense. If you're going to be in Grand Central Station, you might want to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? It's just common sense. And look, it's whatever risk you want to take. Right.
Exactly. And people shouldn't be chastised for wearing or not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a decision that you make. You know,
right.
I think ultimately everybody needs to get vaccinated. But, you know, so the answer is I'm not sure what it's going to look like with mask mandates. But again, I want people to just be cautious. This is not gone. It is still here. It is still part of what we do. And just to throw this out there, Melissa, we're also seeing more flu. And it's a little late for flu, but we are seeing a lot of people,
it's lingering.
A lot,
mm-hmm.
given that it's April, a lot of people who are coming down with flu A, which is unusual, but not surprising.
Interesting. Well, we're going to keep an eye on the trends, of course. And Dr. Brown is here each and every week, takes our COVID questions and, of course, our infectious disease questions in general, and definitely want to track those flu cases and maybe chat about that next week. Dr. Brown, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Melissa. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.